Right now it is time for Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch. Jim, of course, is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics. He brings over 40 years of experience to those subjects and telephones. Good morning, Jim. How are you doing?
Good morning, and good morning again. I'm surprised that you showed up, Mr. Marshall Miles, after that Sunday game.
But, he just.
I now watched the game. Now, Jim, I'm 65. All right, my father mercilessly introduced me live to Giant football when I was 5 years old, at the old, I mean the original, Yankee Stadium. We had seats that were my seat. My father had a good seat. I had one of those seats behind one of the iron posts. You know, do you remember the original Yankee Stadium?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that's how I became hooked to the New York Football Giants, back with Y.A. Tittle and all those other Giants. And I've seen bad Giant teams, and I've seen great Giant teams. But I have to witness now, probably, I have to witness the worst Giant football team I've ever seen. And they might, Jim, go 1-15 over the course of the year.
Right, right.
So I have to watch it every week.
Now I understand totally.
You know, I have to. I it's a part of history now.
Right, right.
But
I go back to Ebbets Field a little earlier. Guy named Buddy Young. I forget the name of the team was, but anyhow, I was watching the game. I was thinking about you, and I said, "Gee, I hope he's got a few nails left."
Well, years ago, Jim, and this is in my first marriage. I broke TVs. I broke lamps. I actually threw my wife's father out of the house during a Giant game, and I have now since mellowed.
I'll say.
I've mellowed. It's, you know, I'd like to see them win, but when they lose, I'll take it anyway. So, although
I would like to interject, not having had that experience, but, you know, many, many years. Hi, longtime fan here. I turned the game on, and I called Marshall because I didn't quite realize that they were playing an 0-9 team. And I said, "What's a?" It's like, "Wow!" And he said, "No, you watch. They're losing." And I said, "But no."
Well, anyways.
I know that was incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
Well, so anyway,
but
here we are.
As Marshall knows better than I, because he's probably a more avid football fan than I am. You know, when these things change, they really change, and you know, it's one of these problems. That sports teams go through. You know,
it's not only sports in life. It seems like nowadays, when something gets on a bad roll, it takes something monumentous to end it. Whether it's in football, whether it's in sports, whether it's in the stock market. Like, I'll compare it to the stock market. Look at the roll that it's on. We all know that sooner or later, something's going to happen and it's going to fall.
And I just want to interject there because, again, one quick question. It almost seems as though there are stock pieces. And I go back, you know, one of the things about being elderly is that you remember cycles and booms and busts. And always when something got so incredibly frothy that normal people would go, hey, this is a little overwrought, there's the almost stock piece that says, oh, well, you know, something bad is going to happen. And then the behavior continues.
Well, human nature can sometimes be very, very frail and very, very stubborn. It's interesting. I was going to go back to 73-4 prior to the Nixon resignation. We'll do that in a minute. Referencing exactly what you said, in 2000, we had this tech craze, internet craze. The market was absolutely insane. Stocks were selling at 120 times earnings. Things never seen before since the crash in 1929. And I had one particular client who was really new to the stock market, and I had started investing for her after the passing of her husband in the right kind of stuff you do. But she insisted on getting into these tech stocks, so this made my job a little harder, and then I had to be minute-to-minute with her. But anyhow, she made a fair amount of money. I didn't let her spend a lot of money. But at the end of the damn thing, I'll never forget it. Oh, let me just have a little more Cisco. And she bought Cisco at 81 at that time, the all-time high. And then it ended. And when it ended, there was no more conversation. This is how it is. You know, people make mistakes in all walks of life. And what you're dealing with here, it's a little bit more sophisticated than what I'm saying, in that you have a tremendous amount of money that has been created by the Federal Reserve that's in the banking system that must go somewhere to earn money. And a lot of it is going to institutions and individuals borrowing at the banks at very low rates and investing in the stock market, either through funds or common stocks themselves. And it's like, it's a game that, you know, the game we used to play when we were kids, run around and the last one out, you know, you missed the chair and so forth.
Yeah, musical chairs are running around until you fell down or something.
That's what's going on here.
Right.
And it's going on among professionals, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not just going on among individuals. And the thing is, professionals, people who run funds, stock funds, they've got to be in that market to compete. Because if they're not earning that, whatever the averages are a little better, then all of a sudden they run the risk of losing some funds that leave them, and with leaving them, their fees go out the door as well.
Yeah, it's this, it's a sort of artificial, you know, it's, I mention this often just because of human nature. And as you know, last week, the self-driving car, there was a test and there was a crash, and it was on the first day, and it was a truck crashed into it, and the whole thing was, well, if the truck had been self-driving, then the accident wouldn't have happened. And that was the line that was on every newspaper and every, and I'm thinking, well, how about just on the off chance if the self-driving van had a person in it, maybe it wouldn't have happened either.
That's right.
And that gets lost, and as you say, forgetting fund managers, but you've got all of these algorithms that are insisting on the expenditure of money in that way.
That's right. That's right. In 1987, when I was just a babe, there was a thing called insurance for stocks. And what the folks would do is they'd hedge their stock portfolios. Well, lo and behold, the insurance failed, and we had a tremendous crash. What was that all about? It was about a mass psychology that said, oh, this is like found money. If I do this investment, then it'll safeguard the other. That's not the way it works. Nothing is perfect. And if you've been involved in investing, if you've been involved in life, nothing is perfect. You just have to accept it and deal with it, get on with it, learn it, and go forward. Let's get to 1973, 1974. Oldies with goodies, is this what the show is?
God, anyhow, yes.
1973, 1974. Richard Nixon, overwhelming win, and was off to the races. The stock market was behaving the way it's behaved since the current president was elected. It was up. Everybody was enthusiastic. And lo and behold, we had a phenomenon. It was a two-tiered market. We had what we called the Nifty 50, IBM, Xerox, names like that. And then we had the smaller companies, the small caps or the mid-cap companies, and they were languishing. And they languished while the Nifty 50 were moving upward. What is occurring now is somewhat similar in that there is a divergence in that people are really jammed into things like Facebook, etc. And some of the better companies, just same old companies with a lot of pizzazz, they're just plodding along, maybe moving up, maybe not even moving up. It would remind one of this Nixonian period. But as we get into 1973, Nixon's administration begins to unravel. People start leaving. And then eventually in 74, he resigns. During that time, the stock market had bouts of down 18%, down 27%. It bottomed in December of 74 and then rallied quite a bit as the Federal Reserve lowered interest rates because we were now in a recession. So I point to two things. One, economies don't go up forever, and this one has been doing nicely, but it hasn't been the greatest improvement. The other thing is when you get a divergence in investment sentiment, you have to pay attention because when it's a clear divergence, it's telling you X amount of investors don't believe what X amount of other investors are believing. And that gives you cause for concern and research and a bit of worry. I think we're in that kind of period now. I do think, just from reading the headlines, if you are handicapping what's going to happen in the political area, there's a lot of gloom and doom that's going to be over the White House within the next 1 to 4 months. So if you are in the stock market, and I hope you've been in the stock market, and I hope you're making a ton of money, you should take some of your gains off the table. I would take that off the table in the real high-flying stocks that are up a huge amount. I'm not going to get into particular stocks because I don't do that, really, on the air. That said, just pay attention to the headlines. I think this is where we're going to track. And that doesn't mean you should not have some solid stocks. That doesn't mean you shouldn't look for value here and there. But it does mean you should not be exuberant. You shouldn't get caught up in this kind of, disbelief that nothing bad can happen, because we know that's not the case. Moving right along to something that's happening before our very eyes, there's a tax plan afoot on the Republican side of the Congress that basically will raise taxes for the middle class. That's not my calculus. That's the calculus of professionals. It's the calculus of those who have figured out that in order to get some of the goodies for people who have a lot of money, things have got to be taken away from a lot of the other people. Time for you to write your congressman again. But it's time for people to wake up who really believe that this administration is going to do something for the masses of people. The administration has only been taking away from people, be it health care, now maybe increasing their taxes, denuding the Environmental Protection Agency. Remember Flint, Michigan, folks? When we had a full Environmental Protection Agency, it didn't really help us, but it was there as some kind of a benchmark. The man who's probably going to run the agency that deals with pollution, NASA, the environment, I think two-thirds of its budget is for things like solar and figuring out what's going on with the weather and so forth. Person knows nothing about it, nothing about this kind of thing. So, you know, this government is really, it's not so much as not doing something for us. It's doing against us. And if you don't believe that, well, you don't believe it.
And that's something, you know, it is very, I think people who are in the stock market and who have the time and do their own research can find information. I was fascinated the other day just, you know, because I was flipping through something else. I saw something, I saw a headline in the business section of the Times about, you know, the drug Keytruda that is advertised on every single, you know, anytime there's a news show, there are pharmaceuticals advertised, and that's one of them. And it was something like, well, bad news or something. About. So I took the time to find out what had happened, and then I found a Bloomberg piece about it, and it took about 8 minutes to discover what the bad news was, and that, in fact, the bad news that it had pulled an application in Europe was actually because it appeared that they were having results, but they needed to have longer term to see if the results were continued, blah, 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 blah. But the point is, you've got to actually be a human here and use your brain and not just... So if you've got the time, that's great. But if you don't have the time, then you've got to be with someone with whom you can actually communicate.
That's an excellent example of intelligent investing, an excellent example of what people unfortunately tend not to do in their investing, which is why we get into these fads where people follow the leader, so to speak. And that's okay if you're next to the leader and the leader's breathing hard in the race and you say, oh, time to get out. But if you don't know what the leader knows, the leader being the general forces of the market, then you're hung out to dry. If a stock goes off a bit, you're in never land, and you can make a mistake either way. You can either sell it, maybe inappropriately, or hold it, maybe inappropriately, because you don't have information. I find it incredible with the amount of information available that generally, and I'm not just talking investing, I'm talking so many things. People really are rather, let me say this nicely, people are a bit oblivious to what's going on because they just don't take the time. I'd really love to know the hundreds of individuals that they utilize in these polls to determine a politician where he stands and so forth, because I always say, well, what is the what are the components of the poll in terms of the number of people? But one thing I can't ask, because it's not there, is what kind of research have these people really been reading the newspaper about what's going on? Do these people really believe everything is fake news? I mean, put that in the hopper and say, what the hell? What exactly is going on here? It's a bit maddening. Anyhow,
we have about a minute left.
Just a minute. My goodness. My goodness. When one's having fun, that's how it happens. That's how it happens. Anyhow, folks, we're in the fall season. A beauty. November's a great month for me. Both of my sons were born this month. And we've got Thanksgiving coming up. We've got a lot of good things coming up. We don't have to get dragged down by the headlines. We're just going to have to go through this. This is part of life. But it's a great time to learn. It's a great time for children to learn. It's a great time to do what Marshall said he and his family used to do years ago. Sit around the table and just honestly chat about what is going on. I don't mean necessarily on Thanksgiving. I mean almost every night if it's practically possible. In any event, you have a great, great week. And there'll be certainly plenty of winnings ahead. So good luck, and God love you. See you all. Bye now.
All right, Jim. Take care. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio.